Welcome back to another episode of the Multifamily Collective. This week, I had the honor and the privilege of sitting down with Matthew Wood, the CEO of Apartment List, and this conversation was incredibly wide-ranging. We talked about everything from innovation to leadership and something very exciting that is happening at Apartment List. So, as the saying goes, or as tradition goes, grab your favorite beverage. For me, this week, it's Free Rain from American Dirt, or the blend, rather, is American Dirt from Free Rain, and enjoy this wide-ranging conversation with Matthew Woods. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty pumped about our discussion today, and I think there's a lot to unpack here. And to give our listeners and our viewers a little bit of context, I thought we could start out by defining a few terms. And what I'd like to do, if you can, is just give us a definition of AI and Gen AI, or just compare and contrast those two things so we can set this context.
Yeah, you got it, Mike. I'm also excited about this conversation. There's a lot of innovation happening in our space, within our company, in the industry, and AI is at the forefront of that. So here's how we think about AI and just AI in general. So AI we hear about all the time in the news. It's probably been kind of the key headline story in tech for the last, call it, a year and a half. Think of it as this way. AI is artificial intelligence that has the ability to take on basic and some complicated tasks. Generative AI is an extension of that, and it's kind of a learning and evolving mechanism that is able to improve its cognitive ability and conversational skills over time. In our space, kind of a compare and contrast could look like this. We hear about AI chatbots and AI communication. Imagine a prospective renter is following up with a property, and they have a basic question. Do you allow pets in your building? AI might answer, quickly look up the pet policy and answer yes or no. Yes, we offer pets. Now, generative AI may have a different experience. And what that might look like is renter may follow up and ask, do you offer pets? And a generative AI product or experience may say, we do offer pets. What type of animal do you have? I have a pit bull. Generative AI says, how big is your pit bull and what's your pit bull's name? My pit bull's 157 pounds and his name is Hamilton. Generative AI says, Hamilton sounds like an amazing dog. We do allow pets in our buildings, but unfortunately, we do not allow animals over 100 pounds. If you had an animal less than 100 pounds, we allow two per building, and they cost $50 per dog or per animal, as an example. So what you can see, Mike, is AI is kind of pretty black and white. Generative AI is an evolving mechanism that is conversational in nature and really provides a guided experience.
Yeah, so thank you for doing that. I think that's important as it relates to this next thing that we're going to talk about, because you have an incredible announcement to make to the industry. And I want to give you the opportunity, I want to tee it up for you, give you the opportunity to tell us what's happening at Apartment List in that context.
Thanks, Mike. You know, we were excited to have this conversation with you. You've been on the forefront of kind of the evolution of our space, innovation. You're a world-class operator. So I think you really understand the nuance of how technology and technology innovation can help evolve the space. Most people know Apartment List as a two-sided marketplace, whereby we have properties on our platform, apartment communities. Today, we have a little over 6 million units, over 30,000 buildings. And we have renters, folks like myself that are looking for a place to live across the U.S. And so we're known as an ILS. We compete with some incredible companies. Our goal is to deliver qualified renters that end up leasing one of our partner communities. That is kind of how Apartment List has been known since our founding over 10 years ago. A couple years back, Apartment List invested in and acquired an AI business well in advance of the AI craze that we know today. The reason we did it is we knew that leasing agents were overburdened with tons of renters reaching out to their communities, and they're not only trying to get buildings rented and communities rented, but they have a ton of tasks. We also know that because of our business, we send a lot of those leads over to properties. And so We acquired an AI business with a single focus. How can we help renters have a better guided experience? And how can we help our properties be more efficient and effective in engaging with those renters, specifically leasing agents? What we're doing next is we have an industry-leading generative AI tool that we call Lea Pro. And we are bringing this to all of our partners and customers for free. This has been a product we have been selling and competing with some incredible companies. And we're now bringing it to all apartment-less partners for free as an opportunity to deliver more value and more tech through our partnership.
So let me get this straight. Free in the world today is pretty amazing because operators are just stressed out on the cost side of the B&L right now, right? So you're adding this functionality on that we've all paid for in some way, shape, or form, however you define the sort of AI in your workflow or in the resident prospect journey. Yep. You're giving it away, basically. That's going to really influence the industry, I think.
Basically, Mike, we are. And it's, yeah. So let me talk to you a little bit about that journey. So yes. Headline, I want to own ILSs, internet listing services, marketplaces. We're responsible for sending a lot of that renter interest and demand to communities and to properties. That it manifests itself in leads and guest cards that leasing agents need to work. And we know that P&Ls are tight.
That's right.
Supply is coming on at an all-time record high. That means availability is increasing. That means properties are competing for more renters or for fewer renters, excuse me, in order to fill their communities. It's a tough dynamic.
That's right.
Like, a lot of supply, tight budgets, increased workload on our leasing agents. And so what we know is like we've got to help decrease that burden in order to provide an incredible renter experience. Because renters have questions they want answered like right away. And that means oftentimes way after hours when they're sitting on their couch and they're searching for their next place to live. So for the last 2.5 years, we have been delivering our AI tool to apartment list communities for apartment list leads and contacts. Meaning when we were sending a guest card or a prospective renter to a property, we were using the AI system that we had built to engage with those renters, to answer questions, to better qualify those prospective renters for our leasing agent partners. And we've done that on over 4 million units today are currently already enrolled in our AI tool. We have had over 7 million renters use Lea. And what we're seeing is on average, 42 hours per property per week are saved by utilizing our AI tool. Tour conversion has improved by close to 70%. And most all of this work, over 50% of this communication is happening after business hours. So we saw huge success on the apartment list ecosystem. And we basically said, and our partners came back and said, this is great, but we want to have a consistent experience with renters. Not only those that you provide us apartment lists, but those that we get through our website or through walk-ins or through other ILSs. And so what we decided is how can we deliver them more value? We built out the product and then we're now giving it away for every property that is listed on apartment list. It's going to be awesome.
I got to tell you, I think that is tremendous. And I think it sort of speaks to, and we don't have to get into this necessarily, but it speaks to collaborations and partnerships that I think are going to accelerate in pace in the industry, you know, bringing things together like this. I do have a question, and it might have an otherwise obvious answer, but I'd like to hear it from your perspective. And that is, the more technology like Gen AI that you introduce into the workflows, whether it be for the team member, for the customer, for the even the vendor partners, it removes an element of what humans have otherwise done in the past. How do you think about, you know, what is the human going to do? What is the AI doing? How do those two things complement one another? And what does it ultimately get back to the operator?
Yeah. I think one of the questions or concerns like at large that many people have is, does this idea of like artificial intelligence and in particular Gen AI, which is getting smarter and smarter. So Lea Pro, the product we're delivering, is a Gen AI tool. And it's a AI leasing agent that can interact with renters across all of the four mediums of communication that renters are working with. So that's chat. Think about a chat engagement. That's voice, a phone call. That's SMS, texting, and that's email. And it could do it very fluidly. So, Mike, you could connect with a property via an email inquiry. Within your inquiry, say, I'd like to receive an SMS or a text message back with availability through the property. You get a text response. You then pick up the phone and call us. And Leah Pro, our Gen AI, is basically engaging on all of those mediums very fluidly. And you specifically say, well, what does that mean for the operator?
Right.
I have yet to meet an operator, a marketing decision maker, a leasing agent who said, you know, Matthew, I just actually have nothing to do. It's just the opposite. You know, I think almost unfairly, they're like so burdened with all of the activities of managing this incredible resident experience. So when done well, which we are experiencing, I think what you're going to see is Leah Pro, our Gen AI tool, is really going to pick up the slack and take on a lot of those, call it what I would say, lower, higher touch, lower value driving activities that need to happen in the prospective prospect journey. I have a, you know, I'm married, I have three kids. I know when I'm looking in, my wife and I moved 10 times in 12 years. And four of those 10 times with three little boys. And what that meant is that search and discovery experience for the right place to live was wildly intense. There was a lot of stake. There was a lot of follow-up. We needed to understand all of these questions prior to making a move. And the honest answer is we didn't always need a leasing agent to answer all of that for us. We didn't need a physical person to schedule that tour. We didn't need a physical person to understand the proximity or help us understand proximity to preschools because our children are at preschool ages at that time. So I think what you're going to see is Gen AI is really going to bolster productivity for these operators and allow their teams of humans to focus on the highest value-added activities, which in our opinion and experience just rounds out a much more robust renter experience. It's just so much more effective. It's timely, it's accurate, and it allows the right human touch to take place when most appropriate.
So, and listen, I'm all for this and I 100% agree. I imagine, if it's not already possible, that the Gen AI creeps in or makes its way into the post door opening, meaning leasing consultant is not there. We're doing self-show. Gen AI is there to still facilitate that kind of interaction. You yep. might get pushback from people in our industry that would say, hey, that high touch thing that you're talking about happens right there in the unit. That salesperson physically needs to be a part of that sales process because of this emotional nature that we have and one's ability to elicit those emotions. And we know that all buying decisions are predicated on emotion. So what yeah. do you say to that person that says, I don't know, we need to stop her at the door, or him at the door.
Well, first I'd say totally the decision of that operator. We have some operators that say, hey, we want we're on one side. We want centralized leasing teams mm-hmm. that are sitting in a central location. We want Gen AI through Leah Pro to basically take on all of the engagement, book a tour, schedule a tour, facilitate a tour, provide a virtual tour, and then just send that over to us when that renter either A, has additional questions you can't answer, or B, they're ready to sign. And you have on the other side, folks say, we want to be high touch engagement. So when Mike Brewer shows up, we want to greet Mike and say, hey, Mike, we're thrilled to have you. We know you're interested in unit 101C. Let's go. I'll walk you down there. But imagine an environment on either of those sides where you have that customization that sits in the middle with Leah Pro. So imagine you're that second example and you are a leasing agent. How valuable would it be for you as a leasing agent to know, Mike Brewer is showing up at 11:30. Here is a summary of all of the engagement Mike has. Mike has a 154-pound pit bull named Hamilton. Mike's concerned about our corresponding pet policy. He'd like to visit this unit because he's most interested in its proximity to the outdoor space. And imagine you got that in a 15-second readout. And so you showed up wildly prepared to have that high-touch engagement with Mike. Gen AI has the ability to provide both. And I think Leah Pro has the ability to provide both across all dimensions of communication, which has been wildly valuable so far.
That makes sense. So I don't want to get us off the rails too far, but I'm going to rewind just a second to set a context for a question that I have. So you were obviously looking around the bend back when you purchased the Gen AI, the company to put in place here, right? To create this Leah that we know today. If I start to think through the future a little bit, you have these wearables, let's call them the glasses that are the Ray-Bans, Meta. I'm sure all kinds of people are designing these things, but they're a little more socially acceptable. At some point, ear induction, right? The glasses have a little bit of an ear induction and they're kind of telling the human, there is the ability to tell the human what to say in terms of being persuasive or persuasive when you're going through the sales process. Do you think so? Future iterations, are you looking out around the bend as it relates to that type of technology in a leasing process?
Yeah, great question. Great question. I have, as I mentioned, three kids, 15, 13, 11, wildly engaged in technology, oftentimes at the Apple store looking at the various wearable technology and thinking about corresponding opportunities are. So I think there's two parts of the question that one is, do you see an evolution where wearables could potentially influence that leasing experience? And two, do you think through Gen AI that the tools itself, like Leah Pro, will actually move into a selling motion as opposed to just kind of a question and response motion? Let me answer the second question first. Okay. That's happening today. So Leah Pro is actively selling a perspective renter on said property. So Mike, that example could come and say, again, we utilize the pet policy example. Mike, we know through Gen AI, you've looked at four communities. You've looked at four properties. You're making these four following trade-offs. We believe this is the right property for you for the following reasons. And by the way, do you know that today they have a rent special where if you sign a lease in the next 5 days, you get your 13th month for free? Would you like to move forward in order to take advantage of that? I mean, so there's going to be a huge selling technique. Absolutely. It's already happening within our tool. So through Gen AI, the proactive selling is a key component to driving conversion. That is how we are getting tours scheduled at a rate of 3.5 times more likely to convert when they go through our Gen AI tool. When you're seeing 68% improvement in lead to tour conversions. And again, that's because of the selling component. So for sure, that is transpiring today and is only going to evolve. Now, if we can kind of diverge a little bit and think about like what's on the horizon in terms of wearables. Yeah, I mean, I imagine a world where as opposed to sitting on our couch and scrolling on a iPad or a device or our phones, we most likely have our wearables on and say, show me the three most likely communities or the three properties that most match my search criteria in Houston. And you're going to be able to see them. And then you're going to say, take me on a virtual tour. Show me the dog park. Show me the four units that are available. I'm looking for a two bedroom. Walk me through it. What type of countertops does it have? Will you show me the appliances? And imagine that immersive like experience and how different that will make the entire leasing experience. And that's happening. And that will happen for sure. And you're already seeing that through the evolution of virtual touring, some big news in the industry in terms of company getting acquired and making moves in that space. You'll see that through the combination of like the virtual touring, Gen AI, wearables for a leasing experience that's truly cutting edge.
Oh, wow. That's going to be awesome. Oh, my goodness. I've been in this business a long time and I tend to forward think a lot and it's predicated on a lot of stuff that I read, but I think that's just going to add a whole other level of emotional experience to a buying process that, you know, it'll tee people up before they even step foot in your office. This is to scratch my own itch. I've long thought, and maybe this already exists, maybe you're doing it. If you're integrated with the Arties, the Real Pages, the MRIs of the world, there's a a prompt. I call it the notice to vacate, or it is called the notice to vacate in the system. That's a trigger. Yep. Let's think about that as a prompt. Is there today, apartment list sees this prompt called notice to vacate. Yep. It knows a little bit about this resident because they took them through a workflow to get them into the building. You also have this exposure to this broader marketplace, and that notice to vacate, you've picked up some behavioral activity, whether you've gone out into the social world.
Yep.
You kind of know where they're going. Do you have the ability to serve up prior to that person getting out and looking at an ILS? You know, hey, just saw you notice the vacated or vacate. Here's your list of things you should go look at.
Really, it's a really interesting question. And it's something that we are pretty thoughtful about and tread lightly around. And let me walk you through kind of the why. I'll talk to you about our capabilities and talk to you about kind of our activity today. Okay. Let's imagine you are living in a Gray Star community, as an example. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have provided that notice to vacate in such that we know, Gray Star knows, you know, I'm no longer going to live at this property. Right. You know, our commitment to our operating partners is we would like to keep that renter within their ecosystem first and foremost. So,
sure.
You know, Gray Star in this particular example wants the opportunity to keep Mike in a Gray Star community. Maybe it's a different Gray Star community. We want to give them the first opportunity to understand Mike. Where's Mike going? Is he staying in Atlanta? Is he moving to Nashville? And if so, is there other within our portfolio that we can serve to them? We really think it is important that we maintain kind of that trust with our partners, because we don't want to create an environment where they think or see or perceive by our actions that we are trying to prompt a renter to get them out of their community. We want to support our operating partners first and foremost. Now, after that, if a renter is to reactivate, re-engage in the apartment list ecosystem, you know, on average, renters move about 7 times within their life. And so much of our business, much of the renters that we engage with today are all reactivated. There's over 40 million registered users that have come through apartment list. And they come back and they're able to pick up on their last search experience in history and say, hey, Mike, last time you were looking for a place, you were looking for a 2-bedroom with proximity to, with on-site laundry, with a pool and proximity to this university, because we presumed you were in school or working at that university. Is that still what you're looking for? And you may say, no, actually I've evolved. I got married. I had a couple kids, or I'm actually moving from Atlanta to Nashville. And we say, great. Let us help you evolve that search experience such that you're not starting over from day one. So think about it as like a lifetime set of moves that would transpire with a prospective renter. And that's our vision. And utilizing both Gen AI, Leah Pro, but also the apartment list kind of search and discovery experience, our dream is that, you know, said renter will find their place when they're graduating from college in their first job, to when they potentially are moving to their second job and starting a family, to possibly having a kid, to all of these life changes. And we will be able to evolve their experience with us, and we will just make it smarter and more efficient, such that we're operating as like a white glove concierge throughout that entire search and discovery experience. If we do it well, that's what it will look like. And we're doing it pretty darn well today.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And thank you for helping me scratch that itch for myself. So you used a word there, dream, dream, and owning the consumer life cycle, let's say from maybe not cradle to grave, but some little window of time in there. I'm curious how you think about innovation. So you have this, let's call it a BHAG out here, where you want to own that consumer experience the entire. And BHAG, for those of you who don't know, big, hairy, audacious goal. But how do you and your team go about thinking about innovation against that BHAG that you have? What are some, if you could talk about some of the practical things that you do to think about it?
Yeah, I mean, so at the end of the day, we really see ourselves as a technology company that is pointing our set of expertise towards this massive industry in solving what we believe is a challenge problem still yet to be solved, which is that entire renting experience. You know, we show up every day with this mission of we believe everyone deserves a home they love. And that's there, that experience should reflect the importance and severity of that decision. And so when we think about innovation, you know, as a technology business, we think about it on kind of multiple forums or multiple pillars, if you will. We think about how can we innovate for the renter such that that renting experience is just world class? And how do we think about it from removing the pain of like finding the right place to live, removing the pain and actually moving through the process of finding and selecting that place to live and then ultimately moving into that. And so innovation for us, you know, think about Gen AI as like, we innovate around all of the different mediums of communication. We innovate around kind of the search and discovery and in our quiz process, which allows renters to make better trade-off decisions through our categories, because there's decision fatigue here. How can we innovate in making that easier for them? We innovate for second pillars, our partners. You know, these are third-party owners and operators of these communities. And we think about how can we innovate for them? Innovation looks at making their teams more efficient, getting them more highly qualified renters, setting up virtual touring, doing remote access to buildings and having that all integrated in the workflow. So we innovate in making their jobs easier. Ultimately, when you put those two things together, you have a better renter experience, you have a more efficient kind of partner experience that delivers everything that we're looking for, getting more renters a home they love, qualified renters in buildings. Then underpinning all of that, we think about what is the next frontier of innovation? What will great look like, not today in 2024, but in 2026, 27, and beyond? And so we then also think about like next frontier innovation that may have very little commercial value for apartment lists today, but it's that kind of BHAG type of opportunity. What could we envision something incredible would look like? And that could be a wearables experience in going through a virtual tour. That could be setting up all of the necessary things that are required to move such that when you say, I'm ready to move in and lease, everything falls into place. My mover's scheduled. All of my utilities are scheduled and set up to be turned on. I've already defined kind of what furnishings I want in the building. If I don't have it and it all comes together. I mean, Mike, just imagine the day when renting is not a pain and renting is this delightful experience. So the moves that I made with my wife, the 10 times in 12 years, each one of them was not a moment that tested all of our abilities, but one that was incredibly delightful. That's what we believe is possible in the future.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, just to pile on your point, it's like moving and the death of a loved one and some other kind of tack, paying your tack. Like there are these stressors in life, right? And it's, one of those is morbid, but anyway, point B is it's like a really stressful moment. And to the extent that you can take the stress out of that, you can reduce this emotional load that you put on yourself when you're going through a moving process, and somebody that can facilitate that, geez, winner, game over. I say that to ask you a question related to leadership. Yeah. Somebody at the bottom of your LinkedIn page said, one of the great regrets that they had was leaving apartment list. And it was a function of their time with you, the influence that you had on their life. And I have to believe that that was not only professionally, but potentially personally. And I love leadership. It's just one of the things that I think it moves business. And why would a person say that about you? And I know it's kind of putting you on the spot to talk about yourself, but what, how do you think about leadership in your organization?
Yeah.
Or in general?
Wildly kind comment. And appreciate it. Thank you. It means a ton to me. You know, at the end of the day, I too am just crazy about leadership. And it's a little bit selfish for me. I mean, in my career, I know what great leaders have done for me. And I've also seen the challenges of working with not so great leaders. I've been fortunate. Most everyone I've worked with has been incredible. The founder and non-exec chairman of our business, John Cobbs, kind of led me to a place where I got to start out in a different role and step into the CEO opportunity of this massively growing business. And so I know what that looks like and I know what great is. And so I've selfishly got to experience incredible leadership. And what incredible leadership looks like to me, and something we believe in very clearly, is one, we care deeply about our people and our team. I think if we do this well, I get to go to bed every night and say, I am so darn lucky Enter employee's name has chosen to work at Apartment List. Wow. Like, we are incredibly lucky to get their talent in our business. And that individual goes to bed at night thinking just the same thing. I am so incredibly lucky to be working at Apartment List. What a place for me to explore the opportunities within my career. So number one, I think there is this alliance that has to take place where you as a business and a leader, like, have deep care for your people, and they in return have deep care for the company. And I think oftentimes people confuse care and compassion with being nice, or with being soft, or not without having clarity. And sure, we really believe that the most compassionate thing you can do to care about people is to be clear. And clarity is, and what that means is, be intentional about what you expect from people. Don't shy away from setting really big expectations that stretch people beyond what they believe they're capable of delivering. When they're meeting that, celebrate them and give them the next opportunity. When they're not, be clear with them and set those expectations. Sometimes compassion can mean articulating, this isn't the right place, this isn't the right fit. But I think if you do leadership right, at the end of it, the experience is what has been my lived experience. I'm a better person. I'm a more capable leader. I have more confidence. I've taken my career further than I would have otherwise thought possible. Not because people were simply easy on me and kind, because they pushed me to be a better version of myself every day. And I think if we do this well, leaders do this well, employees stay at companies longer. And one of the things I'm most proud of at Apartment List is, you know, our team stays here a long time. I've been here for 7 years. We are a tech business in Silicon Valley in San Francisco. Our head of design, Debbie, has been here over 8 years. Our head of growth, Ian, has been here for a decade, right? Our most recently promoted head of sales, VP of sales, strategy and operations, Brooke, has been here for over 5 years. I mean, our team is just deep with talent that has grown up here and has seen greatness. And I think if you do that well, like, every company can accomplish exactly the same.
All right. So thank you. Yeah. And I totally agree with you. And I want to ask one more question about leadership that you sort of implied there, and under the, you know, firm but fair, and really under the premise that I'm trying to grow you as a, first and foremost, your character as an individual, the courage and integrity and such. But I think people sometimes have a fear of confrontation.
Yeah.
And so exercising firm but fair, if I fear confrontation, it just doesn't come across. How do you get people over that fear of confrontation, knowing that, hey, look, in the next 5 minutes, I have to continue to work here with you and create things?
So I think the best way to deal with it is to deal with it. And you may seem like that's so silly. The biggest mistake that I've made in my career, in all honesty, is deferring, delaying, and avoiding confrontation. Because reality is, it's always going to be there.
That's right.
It doesn't disappear on its own. And so I think the kindest thing you can do as a leader is just to address it head on in the moment. You know, hey, Mike, we set an expectation, or we had an agreement of delivering X. Y was what was delivered. That didn't meet my standards or our standards or what we agreed to. And in order for you to be successful, I need us to do better in this domain. That is such an easier conversation if it is done consistently than if it builds upon itself. And then all of a sudden, one day you say, or I say, you consistently never meet expectations. I'm putting you on a performance plan. You're fired. That's such a different environment. And so what do we practice at Apartment List? We practice radical candor, feedback in the moment. So literally at every one of my one-on-ones, the last portion of the call is focused on what is going well, what is not going well. And it is an expectation that both are completed and discussed. You can't just say, hey, I think you're doing a great job here. It's also met with what needs to improve. And what we're practicing is the ability to jump into some of those more difficult conversations with a degree of rigor and consistency that I think just brings everything down a notch. So it's not that I go home and say, gosh, I got tough feedback from my boss, or I gave tough feedback. We say we're always giving each other feedback and we're doing that to get better.
I absolutely love that. It's like you're building the rep, the confrontation rep, into your meeting cadence. I'm curious, how often do you have your one-to-ones? Is that like in every other week or every month?
Every week. Right before this call, I just got off with our COO and we stepped through the same thing. And sometimes it's tough is the honest answer. But in particular, when you do it often, it's not personal, right? It just removes the personal component of it. Where I'm no longer on the defense, I often say feedback is a gift. Yep. I might not always like to open the gift, but it's a gift in and of itself. So we do that on our one-on-ones weekly. For me and my role, every single quarter, we do a 360. We call it a CEO effectiveness, where I go through the organization, a core set of people, and basically I get evaluated on a set of scores. Like, how am I doing across all of these dimensions? Setting long-term vision, delivering on our operating principles, managing high performance on a daily basis, setting my executive team up for success. And so that's also been normalized. 10 straight quarters, I'm getting a report card. And the best thing is it informs me on where I need to improve. And so I know, and I can then choose or not to choose to address it, but I'm often choosing to lean into it and figure out a way to get better.
I love that you do that. Is that part of a larger infrastructure, like a scaling up system or EOS system or something of that nature, just out of curiosity?
Yeah. So that in particular is a little bit of homegrown, but we have an incredible people team here. And yeah, we have built in basically these recurring kind of engagements, both on a weekly cadence and also on a quarterly cadence and then on a semi-annual cadence. And really the expectation is we're trying to get away from this idea of we get feedback twice a year when you have a performance review. But instead, we always give each other feedback so we can constantly grow. And with over 200 people in our business across the US and in Israel, like obviously there's systems behind that. And so that's all built out. So it's automatic workflows to ensure it's occurring.
Gosh, what a testament to, you think about the success that your organization has enjoyed over the last 10 plus years in. And it's not by accident, right? And I imagine that these systems evolve over time and you're consistently peeling out the things that are not working. You're putting in things that are working. I love that. I want to take a little bit of a hard right and just say, or offer you the opportunity. Is there anything that we have not touched on today that you think would be of huge value or any level of value to the listeners or the watchers? Viewers.
Yeah, I mean, wow, what a dynamic discussion. I thought we were showing up to talk about the pro. We've talked about leadership. We've talked about growth. So maybe the summary that I would bring together here is, one, I'm really lucky. I get to be in an incredible position leading this business. Apartment List is a growing company. We have over 200 employees across the US. We've been in this space and have been constantly growing and been doing it in a really sustainable way. So I just feel super lucky to be in this position and have the opportunity to lead this incredible team on a mission that we think really matters, which is helping people find a home they love. Two, we're evolving our business from being what one would refer to as a traditional ILS to really a smart renting platform, which, you know, we think about smart tech, you think about generative AI, you think about smart pricing, you think about our success-based performance platform, and you think about just a smart experience, what that looks like for a renter such that it's more informed. And Lia Pro, our Gen AI offering that we're going to be taking to market for free, is going to change the game in terms of how we show up and just add more value for our partners. Like, I think that's key. Three. The market is wildly challenged right now. More net new construction and completions happening than ever. Constrained budgets. Like, we have some net absorption, more renters coming back, but we still have a supply and demand imbalance. That puts an outsized amount of pressure on our partners. We are focused on taking off some of that pressure using technology, Gen AI, Lia Pro. And last but not least, as we think about leadership and kind of how to scale a business that provides an infrastructure to innovate, like we talked about, and creating both the BHAG goals and the short-term innovation. To lead with clarity through conflict is, I think it all starts with having clarity of vision and purpose, and then being very, very measured and consistent in believing in the power of people and setting them up for success. And the way you do that is, I think you set bigger goals than people believe they're individually capable of achieving, and you stretch them. You then give them constant feedback, coaching, and opportunities to go get those goals. And I think what you will see happen over and over again is people do it. They rise to the occasion. They take on the next big opportunity, and they deliver outsized results. And we believe in that so squarely at Apartless, and it's been, I think, a key to our success and a reason why we have employees in this tech ecosystem where everyone's known from jumping job to job that stay here for many, many years. And, you know, I'm lucky to be a testament to that.
Matthew, you are an inspiring individual, which I think is much different than the word motivation. Motivation is sort of an inside job. And I think inspiring people to bring out the motivation is kind of the way that that equation works. I'm often super curious where that comes from in people. Like your hero, the person you looked at, you talked about the gentleman that kind of runs your organization as one.
Yeah.
But where are you finding this inspiration that you exude into the world in such that you're motivated to put it out there?
Yeah. Thanks for saying that. You know, one, it's definitely my family. I think it starts there. I've got two pictures on my desk. One is of my family. One is of our core operating principles and how they show up every single day. So the family is, you know, the crew, right? We have three boys. This is when I was coaching water polo last summer. Our operating principles is like how we show up to work every day. You know, there's some awesome ones on here. It's embrace the beautiful mess, play to win. Use speed to our advantage, dare to diverge, be alert at all, not a know-it-all, make magic in the move, and have unapologetically high standards. I put those on my desk for a reason, because you talked about inspiration. One, thank you for saying that. I don't wake up every day and say, I want to go inspire. I wake up every day and say, wow, what a privilege to sit in this seat. I want to approach every day like it's day one. In the tech space, we mean day one means it's like first day on the job. How do I show up with this increased intensity and clarity and high performance in order to deliver outsized outcomes? And I think about that really like blending together. Like I have this purpose in the family that I want to create an incredible life for my kids and for my partner, who's been just an incredible support through all of these moves and all of this crazy career. And then I think about our company and the 220 plus A-listers that have come to work and said, I am going to give this business these hugely impactful years of my career. And I think so often employers think of it like, well, you're another person here and you're lucky to have a job. And I think that's ridiculous. We're lucky to have these people have chosen these huge formidable years of their career to come to a part of us. So I think about my crew, my personal crew, our employees, our operating principles and how we want to show up. And I use that as kind of my North Star in terms of how I want to lead. And to be quite clear, I've got a ton of work to do. There's a lot of growth I need to continue to focus on. I want to be a lifelong learner. We talk about being a learn-it-all, not a know-it-all. And I think if you show up with that mentality, even if you're privileged enough to sit in this seat as CEO, you can continue to inspire. You can continue to innovate. You can continue to motivate. And I think most importantly and selfishly for me, I can continue to like be in love with my job every single day.
Wow. What a crescendo for this episode. I really appreciate you incapping it that way. This is the first time I think that we've ever had a discussion, and I am truly and genuinely inspired by your apartment list, and the stuff you're doing there is fantastic. What you're doing as a human and how you're impacting people, to me, is really the big punchline here. So congratulations on the launch of Leah, but congratulations on being an awesome human. And thank you very much for investing a little bit of time with us here at Multifamily Collective. I take this as a privilege to talk to people like you and get inspired by people like you. So thank you.
Likewise, Mike, you bring a ton of energy, inspiration, and I just think perspective to this space that can often be so challenging to understand. So I look at this as just a great clarifying moment for me always. It was great to be here with you today, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And for everyone else, we'll see you next time on Multifamily Collective.